What's up, beautiful people? Welcome back to Podcasts by Femi Scott. Thank you for always coming back for more content. Do not forget, new episodes come out every Monday, so please do well to always tune in and listen. Also, do not forget to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, all at Podcasts by Femi Scott. And trust me, it's going to be a wonderful and smooth ride with us. So today we are looking at a very heartbreaking topic. I can call it heartbreaking. It's quite important. There's been a lot of uproar everywhere about some issues concerning it. Well, as we know, we cannot shy away from it also, because it happens. It's real. We just have to discuss it. And from the title, you already know what we're discussing about. It's domestic violence. And I have with me a wonderful friend, wonderful personality. I recently just met her and she has been more than wonderful. She has been very patient. She has been kind. So many words to describe her. Something she does not know is I began podcasting after listening to one of our episodes. And
wow.
It was just wonderful. And it just gave me, it pushed me to just want to do more for myself.
I'm happy.
Yes. So she's a dazzling and beautiful person also. The list goes on. I can keep on talking about her. So I'm talking about Miss Ayomide Shele Mistura, popularly known as Talker Olik Mistura. You're welcome, dear.
Thank you so much. Hello everybody. Hello. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever and whenever you're listening from. Femi, I really appreciate. I am so shocked. Like, you never told me this before.
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
I am pleased that I have in one way, you know, impacted, and you are also making impacts, because this is a really, really delicate topic. Yeah, and please pardon me. Yes, my name is Shele Mistura. I'm really popularly known as Talker Olik Mistura. And yes, I'm a podcaster as well.
Yes.
Nice to be here with you.
Yes. So she, as I said earlier, she has a podcast channel, which is at Talker Olik Mistura. So where can we listen to you? Where can we reach you on? Can you just give us like... Yeah, go on.
You could actually listen via all listening platforms on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Castbox, so many listening platforms you get, and yes. Google Podcasts too, yes. And yes, you can reach me on my social media platforms on Twitter and Instagram. I am Talker Olik Mistura. Simple.
So you guys,
you just search for.
Yes, she has wonderful content. Trust me, I listen to her podcasts from time to time. So please, you can also go check her out and just be swayed by the wonderful things she has on her channel. So we'll go on a short music break and we will be right back. You're welcome back from that music break, and I trust you enjoyed the beautiful song that was played. Do not forget, we're still with our guests, the wonderful and beautiful Talker Olik Mistura. Thank you for staying with us, Mistura. We're glad, we're happy to have you on the show. So today we're talking about domestic violence, and it's just something that is heartbreaking and something that happens around the world. Keeping that aside for now and just digressing a little, we see that there's been a lot of violence in the world at the moment. And we know there's a lot happening abroad with George Floyd and him being killed unnecessarily and unjustly. And also with what the happenings in Nigeria with rape. And it just hurts that things like this happen and there is little or nothing some of us can do to help. So Mistura, I just want you to give us more insight into these happenings and just give us more information. And I want to know your side of the story, or what you think about everything that has been happening, especially with the rape victims in Nigeria, because a lot of people are giving excuses, and although a lot of people are against it, true, but a lot of people still say maybe she was dressed somehow, maybe she has something with the guys, you know, different excuses for this rapist. And I just want you to just tell us more about everything. So over to you.
Okay, so what I'm going to say is that first of all, we had Tina.
Yes.
The 16-year-old who was brutally shot down by the police, two policemen. She was killed for no reason, basically. A 16-year-old. Why? According to the story I read, yeah, they were having a brawl with a white bus driver. So I don't know. I don't know whether to say it was a stray bullet or she was directly fired at. But she was affected and she's dead right now. I can't imagine the kind of state her mother would be in. And then without, we've not even swallowed all that yet. We are still mourning her. And then we heard, a 22-year-old, 100-level student of the University of Benin, microbiology department, was raped and beaten and murdered in cold blood. She left her hostel to go to the church to read. Okay, let's look at this from this perspective here. She's 22, you're right? And then she's at third level, which sounds sort of not normal, because if she's 22, she should probably be maybe her IT, going, probably she's supposed to be going for IT, if not for the coronavirus, or maybe about to finish, in her final year. But there's definitely a situation she got herself in, and maybe JAMB and all, she had problem with JAMB and WAEC or this, and then she had got this admission late. She was still, you know, to know that she had the zeal to read and to become great in life. She, during this coronavirus, she still went to the church to read. To gain more knowledge when every other person, most of us, are just like staying at home doing nothing or doing something else, aside from reading our books, just chilling, basically.
Yeah, just chilling.
And she was raped. The person of our fear of God in a church. She was raped.
I didn't even know. I didn't just know what
and the storyline was she was hit with a fire extinguisher. I saw the picture of her body and I'm like, this person that did this is a wicked soul. This is not human. I don't think this person, I think we have some UFOs on planet Earth right now, and especially in Nigeria, because I don't think they are human. Why would you do that?
You can't say that.
Very sad.
It's actually quite sad.
And not even delved into that totally. And then we are hearing a 12-year-old in Jigawa State was raped by 11 men. A 12-year-old, for goodness sake, what does she know? What does she know? What idea does she have of life? What has she done to deserve such punishment? 11 grown men to a 12-year-old. She's still alive, but I don't think she'd ever be herself again. She has lost self-confidence. Her self-esteem has been ruined. She definitely must be going through some terrible emotional and mental pain right now. And then it takes only God's help, aside from counseling, that would heal her totally.
Yeah, that's very true. Age. I can just imagine at such a young age,
it's really, really just quite painful.
I trust that. Just pray that God will console the affected families, and for those of the victims that are still alive, they will be able to recover.
And
from
on Monday, I wasn't on Monday, and a 100 level student of ND from this school at Mount Plantation in Badon, Baraka, I think her name was Justice for Baraka, on Monday, just this Monday, was.
Yeah, I saw that. I think it was yesterday.
This time around, so because during Uwa's time, people were like, why is she going to the church to read? She left that hostel, blah, 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 blah. She must have done something on the streets before she got raped. This time around, Baraka was in her father's house, fully clothed. And she resisted rape. And she was murdered. And she was still raped at the end of the day. Why?
Wow.
She was just 15 years old, for goodness sake. She just started her life.
This is very serious. And a lot of people are still giving excuses. You see those people that give excuses.
Sorry for cutting you short. If I was, I'd put tabs on them and monitor them. Is it that they have committed that crime in one way or the other, or they are planning to? Such people are to be watched closely, monitored closely, because definitely we need to rid our society of this kind of people, because they are ruining our future.
And this is the point where we need our law enforcement agents to be on the lookout for anyone, anybody that is just, it's, don't let me say anybody that's saying something like this, because it may be wrong to just arrest anybody, but just so you monitor as many people as possible, and they should just do their jobs majorly. That's just what we need right now. That's what we need right now. We can't afford for this to go on in this country. That was just a slight digression, and thank you for really shedding more light on that for us. So, into the topic for today, domestic violence. It's something that very little, I've always heard of domestic violence, and a lot of people have read different meanings to domestic violence. There are different ideologies, different ideas of what domestic violence means. So I just want you to just tell us, what really is domestic violence? What can be categorized as domestic violence?
Okay, so domestic violence, is a pattern of abusive behavior in any relationship that is used by one partner to gain or maintain control over the other intimate partner. You get? I don't know if that is clear enough.
Yeah.
It is the battering of another person, the other spouse in a relationship, either boyfriend, girlfriend, husband or wife. And it has so many forms of abuse. We have the physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, economic abuse, psychological abuse, stalking, cyber stalking too, and many other things that are, attached to this. So yeah, that's my definition of domestic violence.
Okay. Thank you for that definition. I think that was explanatory enough. Thank you very much. From your definition, you talked about cyberbullying. I just piqued interest in that, and I'm shocked that can be categorized also as domestic violence, but it's good. We're learning. We are getting to know more. So something I just wanted to know, because you've given us a lot of things on domestic violence in that explanation. Who can experience domestic violence? Some people feel a particular set of people can experience domestic violence, while others cannot. So I just want to let you, just from you, who has more knowledge on this, who can experience domestic violence?
Domestic violence can be experienced by, formerly it was, it was only attached to the women and probably the child. But now the world is evolving.
Yeah.
And women are affected, yes. They are the major, target, because we are looked at as the weaker gender, Children are affected. The husband, men are also affected. So it touches everybody. Domestic violence does not recognize that victims can include anyone. It can include anyone regardless of their socioeconomic background, educational level, race, age, sexual orientation, religion, or gender.
So what we are establishing now is that men also can experience domestic violence. So, from your perspective, I just want to know how common is domestic violence? Can you just tell me how common you think domestic violence is?
It is.
Because some schools of thought feel domestic violence is not that common. It just happens in, let's say, 1 out of 10 relationships. That's from maybe talking, because I've spoken with some people and they feel domestic violence is not something that's so common. So I just want to hear from your own perspective. How common do you think domestic violence is?
For me, let me grade it with a 10. So out of a 10, I say six relationships go through domestic violence due to one reason or the other. Remember I said it includes different forms of abuse. It can be physical, it can be sexual, it can be psychological, it can be emotional, it can be economical. You know, stalking is also that, and cyber stalking too. Remember I said that. So once you are in a relationship and you are going through any of this abuse, then my dear, you are facing domestic violence.
So you're trying to say that some people may not know
because it might just be banter of, you know, exchange of words, or the other spouse trying to say things to, you know, bring you down, that try to be a Debbie Downer on your life, you know, or trying to just, they might not physically abuse you or even emotionally abuse you, but they definitely, you know, it could just be a simple act that you did, and instead of getting a thank you, you can just get who sent you now, like who sent you. You know, when you now sit down and think that, and I didn't want to do this thing before, why did I even stress myself in the first place? Eh? Now see what I'm getting instead of a simple thank you. You get that, if that is regular in a relationship, my dear.
Okay, so Miss Dora, so if we look at domestic violence, and I just want us to know, what are the causes of domestic violence? Because a lot of people a lot of people blame it on the fact that the girl or the woman or the wife or the girlfriend is not submissive, or the guy has had experience before of domestic violence. Maybe his mother was violated by the father, or just different reasons. But just from your own point of view, what are the causes of domestic violence?
Okay, so causes of domestic violence varies a lot. Like I said, it can be like the normal reasons we have, like the woman is not submissive enough, the man must have gone through one or two other emotional trauma while growing up. Maybe he's from a home where his mom was violated, or his dad, or you know, something from the past can trigger it. And maybe he has been in a relationship where, you know, something can actually trigger it. Yes, true. That's very true. But it boils down to a lot of other things. You know, it boils down to a lot of other things. But to avoid wasting too much time, so I'm just like cut them short. So one thing I could actually put the blame on as a cause of domestic violence is stress.
Okay.
You're stressed out. You get, okay, just imagine this normal Lagos life. Imagine someone that is living in Ibadan, come down to Lagos and come and start serving or working here. Yeah, and you're in a relationship with someone here that isn't patient enough with you or something. When you go for CDS or you go to work, you like encounter hold up, the stress at work, and then you come back home again, is hold up. And then when you're getting home, your partner does not understand the fact that this is what you have gone through throughout the day, and then it's still pouring more and it's stress on you. When you want to flare up, definitely things can happen. You get, you might see something that will cause that person, or just in anger raise your hands or something. Stress, that is definitely linked to stress. The second one is abused as a child, like I have said that before. Another one is drugs and alcohol. Drugs and alcohol, because some perpetrators of this act, they might have been drinking or taking some hard drugs or something that must have turned them into monsters of their own selves, you know. And then when they want to take out our frustration, nearest person to them, which could be their wife or girlfriend or husband or children, you get.
Yeah.
And we have mental health problems too. Mental health, that is why your mental health is up. When you have whatever it is, PTSD, ordinary low self-esteem, you just need to take care of yourself and find solution, because you don't know when this thing will just grow into a big monster and start eating you up. And then the next thing is, you're in a relationship and then you're abusing the person you're with, or you're abusing your kids. Mental health is also a big problem.
Yeah.
Then lack of control. That would be the last one. Most violent people are not able to control themselves when they're angry, or when they're frustrated, or when they're feeling anguish or anxiety. Yeah, so they just, you know, abuse the people they abuse, either kids or wife or husband, maybe in public or in private at home. You know, they just, how do I say, they don't have control over themselves or their emotion, and they just take it, leash out their punishments, unnecessary and undefined punishments, to the people closest to them. So those are the causes that I can say, yes, these are what I know can cause domestic violence.
Okay, just I just want to rush into something, but we're still going to come back to the topic on ground. So in a country like Nigeria, where counseling is not so common, going to rehab is not so common, going for anger management classes, or seeing a psychiatrist, seeing a counselor, you know, all this kind of stuff, which is
broad,
is not so popular.
What
do you think these people can do? Just, I'm just rushing into that, but we're still going to come back to other questions.
I don't know,
because I try to wonder that these people may want to change, but there may be this stigma that if I go to see a psychiatrist, if I go to see a counselor, if I go for a counseling session, people will start looking at me like, why is this man going here? Why is this woman going there? Stuff like that. I don't know, just to just say maybe something, one or two things that these people can do to just overcome all and really just become better people.
Like I said, domestic violence has grade, though. It has serious grade. It's not like the one that is trending now in Nigeria, that you hear wife killers banned, wife did this to husband, husband did this to wife. It's actually, you see this coronavirus period. My parents and I have been reading so much on the news right now, and then it's so devastating how many lives we've lost due to this domestic violence alone in this lockdown period. It is so much. And the funny thing is that it has evolved, because now it's no longer, yes, we still have men who kill their wives or beat up their wives, but now it's wife kill husband, wife cut off man, husband's manhood, wife does this to husband, wife raises down the house fire with all, you know, a lot of extreme measures out of frustration. Out of frustration. It might be that maybe she has been abused by her husband several times, or something, or this is like accumulated pain. And she's like, you know what, let me just end this thing, I'm tired. And then she becomes a member of prison just like that. So what I can just say, if it has not escalated to that kind of level, you could just like sit down, list out your faults, what your partner is doing wrong, that you know that, okay, when this person does this thing, it triggers me to do this to that person. You can just sit down and have a chat at it, and you know, communicate in understandable language and in sober tones. Because yes, communication is good, but when you're on this, communicating in languages you don't understand, or words you don't understand, I'm speaking English, you're speaking English, but what I'm saying has two meanings, and I'm really wanting to watch exactly. I hope you get what I'm trying to say, right?
I get what you're trying to say.
And then you're not talking to me, you're yelling at me. No, that's not going to solve anything. It's going to cause more problems. You know, when you have these excesses, and like you sit down with your babe, you know, babe, these are the things you do that, you know, trigger me and then make me raise my hands or act like this. Please, just as much as possible, try to stop these things. And then, okay, me, I don't know how to control myself. Maybe I had a very terrible childhood. Whether we like it or not, you still need help. Because if it is being abused as a child that triggered you, you need help. You need a therapist. If it is any mental health issue, you still need a therapist. If it is stress, learn to reduce, you know, reduce the stress. This life is only once, and this body is only once. Once the life, the soul there just disappears, you are gone on your walk. Yoruba used to say something, Emi Shegundu, Emi Enyo. The life of, let me translate, the life of work is longer than the life of humans.
Yes.
So. So you need to just take care of yourself. Health is wealth. So your health is paramount. You get. You just look for ways to reduce those stress. Like, okay, this is it. If I get to work on time, I have time to rearrange myself and be calm and composed, go to work on time. And then as much as possible, finish up your work so you go home early and then you have a reasonable amount of rest. So you keep this hold up and all. And then I have people that, you know, stay over in the office Monday to Friday, and then when it's Friday evening, you know, they go home and spend the weekend with their family. If you can't do that, pay so that you reduce all this stress you're giving yourself.
Yeah.
Well, and then if it's you said what?
No, I said continue.
Yeah. If it is drug intake or alcohol that is causing it, please ask the spouse that is being abused. You can help that person if it has not exceeded the rate it should. If it is something that you want to help the person and then you're still being abused about it, maybe the person that spouse that is abusing somebody needs external help. You cannot do it on your own. That's what it means. So they have to go to rehab centers. You might not go to rehab centers, you might just have a therapist that calls on you, checks up on you, and be like, hello, did you take this today? And then your spouse will be the one, you know, monitoring every drug or alcohol, you know, that are in the house, clear it, look for another a substitute, maybe fruit taking, taking water, you know, a lot of other things to collect that drugs or the alcohol that is causing the person to leash out frustration in their own head and heart. Yeah, so those are the things I know that, okay, yes, can reduce it. But majorly, you need to see a therapist or you need external help most of the times. Aside from self-restraint and, you know, cutting excesses and all that. Yeah.
Thank you so much for that, for the explanation. It was wonderful. Yes, I'm enjoying this conversation. I hope you're also enjoying yourself. And I hope
I am. This is what I love. Definitely, I enjoy myself.
Thank you so much. This is wonderful. So, after everything you said, I just want I want us to just look at this. In an abusive relationship, are there usually signs? Are there usually pointers that, this is an abusive relationship? So what signs or pointers would one be looking at that, okay, and be able to term their relationship as abusive? Or they would say, okay, this relationship is abusive. Because I know some relationships could have ups and downs, we understand, but what are the pointers we can have to say, okay, this relationship is an abusive one?
Okay. Yeah, that's a very good one. That's a good question. You know, let's have in mind that nobody is perfect. We are all bound to make mistakes.
Yes.
And when we make mistakes and we see that, okay, this is what I've done to make this mistake, and then you take you and then you correct yourself and then make sure you don't make that same mistake again. That is another way to help ourselves. So pointers in a relationship to know that, okay, this is an abusive relationship. Well, from my own perspective, I'm in a relationship, and then I have this partner that at every slightest thing I do, he's not ready to tolerate me, and he's always flaring up and probably hitting me. I think don't I should sit down and talk to myself.
Don't forget the fact that he loves you. I'm just saying that. Okay.
Love is a lot of things. It comes is a sacrifice and tolerance. You need to be able to tolerate each other. That is why you are in a relationship, because it's just like staying in a school hostel in university. You have roommates that you know nothing about, backgrounds, nothing. They're from different, you were raised differently from different backgrounds, and then your roommate suddenly uses something of yours without telling you. Maybe that's how they do in that person's house. The person will definitely not see it as a problem. But you were not raised like that. You were taught that before you use someone else's things, you should ask for it first, and then when you're done, you should be returning it in good shape. but that person was not raised like that. So you need to be able to understand the fact that we are from different homes, different backgrounds, different walks of life. And this person, this is what you did. So calmly, when the person does it the first time, calmly tell that person, after returning, hello, hi. You can just say it playfully, like, see, babe, what's up now? How far? You're just talking, and then like, hey, remember that time that I brought my lip gloss? Actually, way easy. You are very funny. Please, yeah. But the thing is that next time, just help me like adjust the mouth like this or clean it like this, and then don't use the tip. You get in a very playful manner, and then the person does not really know that you are actually reprimanding him or her for what they've actually done to you.
Yeah.
You get. So yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. If I have like the first thing I said is not being able to tolerate the other person. If you're in a relationship and then the person is not tolerating your mistakes, but you're tolerating that person's mistakes, and then because you make one slight mistake and then the person's like, why did you do this? Why did you? Hey, we need to learn to tolerance is key. You get? So that's one thing. Once the person is not able to tolerate you, and it's a continuous thing, it's not something that happens once in a while, you need to watch out. Yeah? You need to watch out. And then, how I say it? Okay, I'm in a relationship, and then you say nothing good to me except they'll be downing me with a lot of other negative words. Like, just even without offending you, you just say things because you feel like you want to take out your anger or aggression, transfer aggression to someone else. You just be like, what did I do? And then I deserve all this. You didn't offend, though. This one, you didn't even do anything to the person. And the person is just using vulgar words on you like that. Yo, we need to be cautious of what we say to each other, because words make and mar people. You get?
Yeah.
So if that kind of act is regular in your relationship, like he or she uses constant vulgar words or you know, say things that hurt you all the time, if without no just cause, then you should watch yourself. You should be careful.
Thank you very much for that explanation. It was really, really on point.
You're welcome.
Wow, well, I'm enjoying this session really, and I'm getting to learn more and more and more.
Yeah.
Thank you. And really, there's so many pointers in abusive relationships, and I don't want to just really waste time on that, but said almost a lot on it, and I expect that a lot of people will not be blinded by love. And once you understand that this relationship is becoming abusive and you see those pointers, try your best to just leave, because it hurts when you see relationships that the husband killed the wife killed the husband. I'm like, why would you get to that level? It's just very painful. But really, let's just learn from those situations and move on with life, and understand that once relationships become toxic, please leave. Okay guys, so we've come to the end of part one of this episode on domestic violence. So please stay tuned for part two next week, and hope you learn one or two things from this. If you have questions, please do well to send them to our Instagram or Facebook platform, all at Podcasts by Femi Scott. Stay safe and stay healthy. Bye.